From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Voting is underway in South Carolina's presidential primary election Saturday, where Democrats are choosing between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. African Americans are a substantial portion of the electorate in South Carolina. VOA correspondent Aru Pandey visited a small town to go beyond politics and see what issues matter most to residents.
Eastover, South Carolina, population 813, where campaign messages of hope and change are lost on retired concrete pipe worker Wesley Washington.
Everybody want to change, but change for what? If you're supposed to change for the better, but look like more to change for the worse.
As Democratic presidential candidates battle for the minority vote, the mayor of this majority African-American South Carolina town says residents have more pressing needs that go beyond political campaigns.
They're so far removed from what services that they're expecting to receive because, like I said, they don't feel that this is going to impact them.
Robinson, like many African-Americans in South Carolina, supports former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Eastover, South Carolina.
Afghan police officials say a suicide bomber attacked security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. That followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. Witnesses in Kabul saw rescue workers transporting dead and wounded to hospitals in the capital city immediately after the bombing. This is VOA News.